Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, forever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Sitting in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Seattle putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I utter nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the range is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit to plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. No bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn.
Like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
Open the fist clench.
Yeah.
You still be the chairman. Fred Hampton Jr.
Live and direct.
See, now I need y'all to bear with me as I bear my soul and take you on the insides behind enemy lines about some state-sanctioned assassinations, mass incarcerations, and some other plans that these pigs have put into place in order, amongst other things, to control the world population. You see, now it ain't no coincidence. A lot of y'all cats don't even know about the infamous COINTELPRO shit. G-Men, government hitmen. Directed by director J. Edgar Hoover and hitmen. Political frame-ups, which they still got out of cash politically caged up. Killing us and hitting us with more than just a gun. And some names with some legal reasons I can't even mention is still on the run. Now imagine, if you will, same goddamn government brought in all the dope, putting your picture on the poster, placing a bounty on your black ass with the words warning blazing across the daily news front page. Your face being placed right up under an institutional issue scope. See, we talking about a bunch of bad motherfuckers. We're looking for number one ducking on motherfucking trouble. See, go-getters and hard-hitters who gave us free medical centers. You see, stood straight up against the system and said, yeah, motherfucker, we subversive and freedom of death. And strapped up in the spirit of self-defense. Free clothes and free busing programs. First free breakfast programs. Armed with a political ideology that withstood the test of time. And a 10-point platform. Hold on now. Now fast forward in closing words. For the tongues of the Black Panther Party clubs. Let us continue resisting. Never forget. 2037 West Monroe. 4:35 a.m. in the morning. West side of Chicago. 1969. December 4th.
Another state called DC, and they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dog. like we old dogs. Oh Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwing rocks at the pin cause we so far. We get that coke coming fresh up off that boat, dog. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. $50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that's so long.
Live and direct, that's what it is. Okay, let's get locked and loaded, y'all.
Hit it, hit it.
Yes, let's hit it. What is it, April 19th? April
19th.
20,
yeah. It's the
April 21st, 20th.
Yeah.
So you're right. 21st. My fault, April 21st. All that talk they were doing yesterday with that 420, I know I was supposed to know that. Yes, indeed. Everybody. Okay, April 21st, 2021. Let's get locked and loaded, y'all, for another episode. Live and direct, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history. That's what it is, y'all. April 21st, 2021. Free My Radio here, Intellectual Radio. Another episode. Program of Black Panther Party Clubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robert Allen, a.k.a. The Lady of Rage. That's what it is, y'all. We locked and loaded, y'all. Now, you get to call in 929-477-3785. Then press 1 to be heard or to get in. Because I'm on the studio phone right now at the 708 number, Intellectual Radio. With that being said, y'all, let's do what it do. Let's do what it do. Let's get straight into it. Intense, you can't say this enough. Intense times, situations are moving a million miles a minute, y'all. So, number of things to talk about is, I mean, as we speak. I was coming in. I'm not. In fact, I'm gonna call upon the listeners and the people to bring me up to speed on a few things. Something about the police that shot some young lady or something 4 times. I'm hearing bits and pieces. I'm not familiar with that. Also, the big response. And we're going to Congresswoman State Maxine Waters that made. I'm not familiar with that. Again, bits and pieces. I've been literally out the loop for a minute, but in the loop. You know what I'm saying? Out of range. How that sound? Out of range. You know what I'm saying? So feel free. Matter of fact, call in. And, you know what I'm saying? Bring the chairman up to speed. I think our co-host may be joining us shortly. In the meantime, between time, and after that, let's keep y'all heads up, y'all eyes open, y'all fists clenched. Want to get y'all response. What you think? You know, what's your thoughts? We put our official position for the Black Panther Party Cubs out. In regards to the verdict rendered yesterday on the case of Derek Chauvin, former Minneapolis police, in regards to the murder of George Floyd, there are three more Minneapolis. Are they former? Have they been technically fired? Or what's the status? They have upcoming court dates. Basically, our position is, again, keep your guards up. Because this, as I articulated, this system is a serial sucker puncher, a serial sucker puncher. In other words, throw out certain moves and, come back with different taxes, the appeal process, you name it. You know, keep our guards up. I lost this. She was 15 or 16. Called the cops, but they showed up. It didn't de-escalate. They just shot her 4 times. Well, this is in Chicago. I'm just literally hearing this like minutes before I walked in the studio. Let me know if this is Chicago.
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That she had, apparently she was fearing she was being jumped on, and so she called the pig because some girls were, you know, jumping on her or getting ready to jump on her. So she had a knife, of course, defending herself against the girls, and then the pigs just came through and saw knife and gunned her down. Even though she called that she was being, you know, because she was being jumped on, she had the knife to protect herself.
Yeah.
They didn't. Yeah.
This is something, you know, the deal is, just even with that, every bit of information there, we'll go as far as to say that, can't be reiterated enough, you know, in regards to the media, schools, police, and dynamic, it always has to be assessed. Healthcare, how we, you know, vaccinations, the race question is a defining factor how we, you know, how we deal with and how it deals with us. And the deal is, you know, so many cases, you know, we talk about, you know, in psychiatric, mental issues, you know, many times, you know, our therapy has to, you know, saying go through, you know, saying liquor stores, crack houses, or what have you, because you're not afforded the Dr. Fields and the couches. Even there are issues within the community. We struggle to stabilize our communities to a point that we can deal with our own contradictions. You know, and it's one of the fallouts of destabilizing the community is the state forces. Okay, now your forces with Chairman Fred say basically call Frank James, stop what Jesse James has done. And so the trickle-down impact of any attack, you know what I'm saying, this is, people say, damn, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. But again, the system, it produces it also has an ecosystem. It's like, you know, the poachers, or better yet, before the poachers, you know what I'm saying, the imperialists, whether, you know, Britain, you know, America, what have you, you know, how they set, you know, setting the climate up, you know, everything from depriving the gorillas and other natural habitats their natural food, you know what I'm saying, and they bait them, and then now, you know what I'm saying, they're forced to go look for the food, the bait, now the poachers, you know what I'm saying, get that, and it's the whole ecosystem. Kind of like this discussion that came up one time in regards to this TV show, Bait Car, and which, it was a big thing too, in Inglewood, Chicago, these bait trucks, where they had placed these trucks inside the community, and the pigs on the south side of Chicago were literally waiting there. And many people just came in, had a reaction and response, and were there. They would break into this truck with these gym shoes. Again, the external circumstances and something we have to deal with, something we have to, you know, put, you know, in this context. You know, everything ranging from the type of what the system is doing. Community that's, you know, exactly right on. So I just tapped in that right on, go figure, entrapment. And the psychic, you know, the addiction, you know what I'm saying, on name brand, you know, those type of shoes, even impact our relationships, how we view, you know, each other, you know what I'm saying. So, okay, let me see what type of shoes you wear. In fact, it's a thing I'm always dealing with, chapter in Brazil. And we were talking about the historical dealing of shoes. How there were shoes, and it was brought to our, you know, to my attention that I think our deputy chairman was talking to us about that on as many of the plantations in Brazil. It was common for those who were on a plantation to wear these sandals or these shoes around their necks, and it was like a status that you had these particular sandals, or these sandals during chattel slavery. Not that you're using the shoes to walk, but it, you know, some people look at those shoes around their necks, and so every day, you know, and it trickles down, you know, and it's not even, it defies logic, you know. But the deal is, it reduces those who are subjected to it, colonized, you know, saying to it. You know, saying you go along with certain procedures, you know, people say, well, This is my definitions are, even though I'm not getting a benefit from it, but it represents that of the ruling class. And so, again, the whole ecosystem is all set. Crime and you know what I'm saying, it's a contradiction in our community. We find ourselves, you know what I'm saying, in many cases, resorting to reactionary responses, you know, calling upon the same individuals, same system that's responsible, you know. Like I said, just even with that, you know, like in Rwanda, you know, it was, you know, how the Chinese had did these radio broadcasts, it was between the Hutus and Tutsis, and simultaneously, right, the mysterious plane crash, leadership of one of the maybe the Hutus, and it really was a one people, but it was class contradictions that the system had exploited. And then, you know, see the timing of the butcher, the knives and stuff that was placed into the community, and the role that Belgium, the French, and other imperialist powers played with that, and you know, see, and creating this genocide, not this fratricide being, you know, brothers killing brothers, or, you know, same people killing each other. Then shortly thereafter, the same system, you know, being held up, said, well, we need the courts, whether it's the Belgium, the French, to put, you know, to come lock up the opposing community, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, the old African axiom that says, you know, when elephants fight, the ground, the grass suffers, you know. So even in our community, end of the day, you know, many cases they have, you know, half of us in the graveyard, rest of us in the penitentiary, you know, the concentration camps. But feel free to call in, club in with us. 929-477-7375 and press 1. We're talking about that. Even, you know, say, update me. You update us with more information you have. Some of the verdict rendered in Minneapolis yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Keep that head up on this end. Shutdown. Feel free to club in with us. Feel free to call in with us, you know? I missed a few days on the trial watching it because it's difficult, like even the gaslighting process, because out of fear, just asking certain questions, an insult to your intelligence, that there's even a trial. That there's actually a discussion going on about this. Clearly, you know what I'm saying? I mean, imagine within our community, you come in, you know, A-plus minutes, you know, someone kneel your neck, you know what I'm saying? That there's actually a discussion, you know what I'm saying? And again, the impact it has on your, you know what I'm saying, on your psyche, the constant you ask, you know what I'm saying? Was this murder or not? I mean, you clearly see what it was. So we're talking about that case. I'm talking about the flyer. Let me just also say this in regards to the verdict. Because in so many cases, the system will bring their, as Malcolm X referred to them, as their responsible leaders, and let's say it was due to that. Let the record reflect. There was no mass voters registration event held prior to this verdict being rendered. There was no mass education rally prior to this verdict. The masses of people, you know what I'm saying, throughout Minneapolis, throughout, you know what I'm saying, the ghettos, you know what I'm saying, and barrios, you know what I'm saying, throughout the world, the potential response to that potential power cave, that being the people, this is what is historically, you know what I'm saying, has impacted so that you know, say, history. There was no new laws implemented. There was no, you know, appealing to the morale of the judge or the court system. There was that, you know, saying that of the potential response of the people. That's what we're talking about, y'all. So again, y'all feel free. Any calls and cues to the comrade?
Bring them on, Brother Chairman. Callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Bring them on.
Y'all feel free on Instagram. Y'all feel free to call in. You know, I'm just getting back on location. I've been out on the land with the people. Man, out of communication. You know what I'm saying? Out of range. You know, and wherever we go, we do what we do with Chairman Fred. So we put our ear to the ground and feel the beat of the people. You know what I'm saying? Learn so much. You know, we'll talk about that, too, for the conclusion of the show. We'll talk about that, y'all. Some of the upcoming discussions going on with the Oscars, they're saying, well, how is it a discussion about two of the major actors, Daniel Kaluuya, portrayed Chairman Fred, and Lakeith Stanfield, portrayed William O'Neill. it doesn't fit the conventional definitions, and the opposition was and is. None of the dynamics to get to the stage in the game about this movie has fit the definition of conventional definitions. Why aren't we moving to Africa? We say we, Devontae, give me a little more clarity. Give me a little more clarity. Is that no trick question? I want to open the door for some other discussion, too, because I was actually going to talk about the dynamics of race, in particular also Minneapolis, and the vagueness, how, you know, even how race is assessed. Black people. We are, I can answer in absolutes. I will say this, that, you know, I think it's important that, you know, we put Africa, we put black people in the correct context also, not in the... A lot of people say, well, what do you mean? I mean, on this abstract, one of Chairman Ferrer's speeches, he talked about, he said, you think they did all they're wearing in Africa is dashikis, and he said, cats over there wearing, you know, they're wearing 357s and bandoliers across their chest also. And there's one brother named, I spoke out there on the panel in Florida, he said something to the effect, he said, you think it's just kings and queens in Africa? He said, you don't think there's no hustlers and you don't know dice shooters and all the different dynamics that exist in the real world. And there are contradictions. I'm talking about, you know, them imperialists. I mean, what, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this discussion is going on. I mean, with the reactionary force out of China, there's no mention of the white people, you know what I'm saying, the role that they're, you know, I mean, throughout the homeland is intense. And so I don't think we should be up front and have this romanticism that, you know, the homeland is not being impacted by imperialism, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we've seen, what was the case? What was the guy's name? The big case. They had, it was Occupied Alexandria. They showed, I was like, wow. You've seen the background of it, you know. So it was that case, that white athlete had a case, a murder case on his, maybe his ex-wife, and he's a famous athlete. And you can see the dynamics, you know, how imperialism is impacted the homeland. So I think we should put that in context also, that this system is, you know, hit us everywhere, you know, and also not to even mention the contradiction about resources. Like, even there was a question raised in New Orleans after Hurricane America. A lot of people refer to the Hurricane Katrina. A lot of people say, why they just didn't leave? And they'll, you know, saying, you know, stuff that many people take for granted, that people have actual resources that they're not living or existing day to day, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We don't have the ability, a lot of us, to be transient, to move around. We want to move around. So I can't give one answer. There's so many different dynamics in regards to that. That we should, you know, before we put the question out, that we should, it's a humbleness to say, wait a minute, I can't draw a foregone conclusion that everyone is able to, you know, leave the south side of Chicago to get to the west side of Chicago. You know, it's like, when the trains, the time in the Mayor Rahm Emanuel administration with the Red Line, the trains, they're directly in the hood, the urban community. But these trains were shut down. And I can say, well, what's the big deal? And where children have to go through different areas or different cliques, you know what I'm saying, to be able to get home, and how this impacted, you know what I'm saying, the crime rate and so many other different dynamics. So I think we should really put this in great context, you know what I'm saying. And I just dropped for a conclusion that everyone wants to get back home. And I recommend another book called Black Yankees. It talks about a lot of those who were liberated or, you know what I'm saying, got freed themselves from plantations down in the South during the era of chattel slavery. There was a populace of those who, quote unquote, escaped from up south to go back south and be, you know what I'm saying, to please master. Y'all forgive me this coffee waking up because I've been on different time zones. We need to reprogram our dialogue when we think of Africa right now, because that's the program of slavery versus reality, not Africa and us in America. I think the class contradiction also transcends, should be also included in the conversation. There are those who, you know, in the homeland who connect with a certain status of people here, you know what I'm saying, throughout the diaspora. Have you seen or heard about the listing of MLS PPP recipients? No. Enlighten us. Enlighten us. Enlighten us. Y'all forget to run through this coffee like I don't know what. In fact, if you can't, feel free to call in. Call in if you can't go. Have you seen or heard about the listing of Illinois PPP recipients? No. Yeah, I'm just very hurt. You know, with the PTSD from the Middle East because of Black Trip. Rightfully so. The people's pain reflects. We all should be hurt. That was happening, I've been no doubt about it. Talking to me in light of this, I don't think so. I'm not really clear. Are you talking to me in light of this? I'm not clear your question. I'm not clear the question. But the PVP, feel free to call in the club and with us on that. I see my brother Archie Davis in the building. Man, love, respect at you, my brother. Real talk. I've been out of range. Y'all know he didn't take me on Facebook. We're going to get that page back set back up, working on that. If it comes down to it, we're going to use 2 10 cans in the stream. So I didn't mean it. I don't think so. I suppose. Anyway, okay, understood. No problem. No problem. Understood. Yeah, you know, this technology is something else. Feel free. Feel free to call in the club being with us, y'all. I'll just say your thoughts on the verdict rendered yesterday, April 20th. You know, I'm going to give a shout-out to our brother Robert Money's birthday was yesterday. We went out there and showed our respect. I know a lot of y'all were celebrating some other stuff April 20th. You know, just the FYI, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's some other birthdays, too, that yesterday. But your thoughts on, you know what I'm saying, again, because you know, the Citizen Day is set to be coming up. Keep our goal. We want them to keep your guards up. Also, in regards to the other police who said they're going to trial. And I think it just was recently reported that Derek Chauvin was supposedly set on suicide watch in the maximum security prison. You know what I'm saying? So, and again, you have to be real cautious with these type of different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? This can be setting the stage where we have to release into to the farm. Because we talk about, again, as I said in the opening of the show, talk about even the regards to police, you know what I'm saying? In fact, it was an episode on Good Times where, you know, they need the police. And they was like, you didn't go call the police. And they called the police. And they was like, man, the police ain't going to come. And then I think JJ's character said, well, tell us a white lady downstairs, a person just snatched. And the police pulled up with the quickness. So everything, it's got like an episode also, Living Color, where it was showing the news. And the news was showing the black family and the white family watching the news. And with the different narratives that came in, depending upon which respective race of people we're talking about. And it's something we have to acknowledge. And, you know, again, we said we are realists, not racist. We are realists, we're not racist. But it has to be inclusive in the conversation, and particularly in America. And particularly in America. Yes, indeed.
Free them all, Brother Chairman.
Free them all, Mr. Conrad.
We have Brother Byron Henry on the line. Free them all.
Free them all.
Welcome to Free
them all
Radio.
Yeah, so, Brother Chairman, I had made the comment about asking you or inquiring if you had seen or heard about the listing of the PPP recipients here in Illinois, you know, and, like, I felt like, you know, the whole situation is, you know, just a whole other government setup, man, a whole other setup, man, or a situation that's going to spiral into our community in the worst way. Because, I mean, what they're doing is listing not only these major businesses, but, you know, anybody who's applied for a PPP loan and actually got one, you can search it by zip code, man. And I'm talking about it's giving the people's name, the expected amount, when the amount was dispersed. Now, what do you think something like that is going to do in our communities? You know what I'm saying?
Real talk. Okay, just for those who may not be in the know, if you can't just give us a little background, we won't draw no foregone conclusions what the PPP loans are. You know what I'm saying? Then bring us to speed if you can. You know, it's been a common conversation about, you know, in regards to loans, the grants, about, you know, applying for it. But if you can, the government, you know, basically government assistance. And, brother, you're saying that, you know what I'm saying, in particular with COVID, with businesses, and in so many cases, when we're talking about the welfare recipients, what are we talking about, you know, crime. The image of the people get the brunt of the propaganda, like this, you know, it's us, you know, the masses. But then you start getting the details, the background players, the businesses that, you know what I'm saying, different policy that come out, you know, the amount of crime they involve, the amount of resources they get in the tax write-off. But if I'm correct, you're saying that in response to these applying for these loans, that there's a general listing being put up of people's information when they apply, when they said to get their resources and get the money. And you're saying, you know, can we imagine the fallout from that? You know, we see just even how the income tax return game impacts our community. You know, we have counts of cases. Where people got into it with each other all of a sudden tax time, and how it impacts our relationships to who lives here, so on and so forth. So, and also in addition to that, the question of information. People saying because the Black Panther Party position was that, which we relate to, information is raw material for new ideas. Again, that's good and bad. Information is raw material for new ideas. There's certain things that if you don't know, it limits your ability to move forward. By even thinking about sticking up someone or taking something wrong. Once applied a certain amount of information, it opens it just again for new ideas, and that's not always a good thing. So I wasn't familiar with that.
On top of that, brother. It listed not only, like I say, major businesses. I mean, like, you can see, like, the major news, like you can literally see what the mayor got. You know what I'm saying? As far as for PPP, all the way down to, Joe Schmo off whatever block, whatever zip code in the city, man. And it's just like, I feel like that's going to create more issues for people than what's already, going on. And then to make it even worse, it's like when you have legitimate businesses who did apply for it and were denied, and then you see some of these major corporations on this list getting granted $2 million and things like that.
Mm.
It's also upsetting, you know what I'm saying, as a black business owner or as a black business who's trying to start a business or something, who couldn't get assistance, but you see companies who are already well established getting more assistance probably than what they really needed. It's either way, the list is informative, from several aspects, but definitely the first thing that came to my mind when I saw it was just like, you're putting targets on people's backs,
Real talk. I agree 100%. This system, you're paranoid, but I tell people, like, even, don't come from a generation where, there was the black and white box, we had the free cheese and free peanut butter, quote unquote free cheese and free peanut butter, ain't nothing free with it, particularly with capitalism, and it was talked about later on about the time and they had these tests, and they talking about, like, even what peanut butter and the particular cheese, and how the long range health ramifications that it had on the people. This system thinks long range, and so it works to carry the big stick. In other words, certain concessions come through to ease you down, and again, it thinks long range, and just not even going to a big long political layout. People know. I think the case with Pop Smoke, the young cat that was robbing a gun down in L.A. at the Airbnb of one of the ladies, famous lady, on Housewives, Rich and Famous, I think L.A. or something, Beverly Hills or something. But they were talking about how they was talking about the images of him, the bankroll with the money, this is a day and age of high tech technology. Cats can trace you down, so on and so forth, I'm not even thinking with the mind of a lunatic or the mind of an imperialist, better yet. But just relationships, you call it. Hey, I heard, I ain't saying your daddy got this in, and you know what I'm saying, he's staying over there, such and such, or vice versa, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, this system, man, I'm talking about, man, it doesn't miss a beat. It does not miss a beat. It does not miss a beat, you know? And this is something that, you know, we've been so subjected to so many cases. Like, even that newspaper that they get out with people's names and faces, I played plastered over the paper. They was charged with this case, you know? And just, Open the door, you know what I'm saying? You going to the job, the job tell you, oh, man, you got this and that, you know what I'm saying? It's mind-blowing.
And to what you just said, I wanted to ask you then, so why is it, as far as this society, that any of our accomplishments, whatever it may be, or how we choose to express it, like you just made mention, okay, we use Pop Smoke, for example, you know, okay, he flashed his money, jewelry, et cetera. Now, why does that, you know, and they ask, I mean, why is that used to justify being murdered or justify whatever happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, he got murdered. It wasn't because he flashed his money or no nothing like that. I mean, it was because more or less he was a celebrity who had money. Not, you know what I mean? Like, it's like they use whatever we do as far as
whatever.
As,
Damn if you do. You know, it's six one hand, half a dozen other. You know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Again, this is a system that was birthed. You know what I'm saying? Of the exploitation, you know what I'm saying? The slave trade. This wasn't a side hustle. You know, it wasn't like, you know, the Portuguese, the Spaniards, you know what I'm saying? The British, they were major car thieves, and they said, you know what, let's just bring in slave trade also to help our hustle out. They was, you know, big time shipbuilders. Subjected to potato famine, you know what I'm saying, all type of different dynamics, you know what I'm saying? And this would, I mean, you had warring tribes, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't even a uniform concept of Europe. You had the Vandals and barbarians, you know what I'm saying? So this whole, the whole inception of it, you know what I'm saying, the slave trade, like, you know, I'm sure myself and my counterparts, as well as others, have been talking, you know, the triangular trade, where the way it's mentioned, trade of gold, copper, oil, and what the deal is, the enslaving African people. In fact, speaking of which, I wish I could have this brother, have his son call in. We had this brother, man, his son, very intelligent cat, youngster. I got to have him call in. This cat can't be no more than 12, 13 years old, but he was articulating and breaking down this thing. I forgot this term they use in regards to capitalism now. And, you know what I'm saying, the youngster was, like, selling it. You know, he was, you know, saying, it's a new term they use now for youngsters. And he was breaking it down. And I was hearing the youngster out, and I was like, man, but you know, he said, now this is the new form of the definition of capitalism. I said, well, you just can't go back and erase the historical nature where it comes from, you know. It was birth of the enslaved African people. You know, you may tweak it, you know, saying, change the name or come with, you know, in fact, I think Frederick Douglass had talked about, like, might be actually in the Constitution itself, where they say this in regards to chattel slavery, this peculiar institution, that's the term they use, will attempt to rear its head again, you know what I'm saying? So these are different euphemisms that are utilized at different stages in the game. So that's, but again, at the end of the day, this is a system that was birth of the kidnapping, rape, and theft of black people. And, like, even there was some struggles even with the differences that with the Marxists, Leninists, theoreticians, you know what I'm saying, well, a lot of people, falling out of line with the white left, they use the term the primitive accumulation. And primitive accumulation kind of like it goes – it's like similar to like some aspects of evolution, like this is the way it happens. It's the natural process of things, like, you know, like the you being in here, but it's negating the, you know what I'm saying, what capitalism does, you know what I'm saying, has done to our people. And this discussion we have with people, say, some people say, well, there was slavery in Africa. We say, no, there was a distinguishing, you must distinguish that, you know what I'm saying, kind of, we say, difference between the people are reconcilable, difference between the people instead of irreconcilable. But the gutting, the gutty nature of capitalism. You know what I'm saying? It takes the humanity out of the individual. And so with that being said, as Field Marshal George Jackson said, it not only affects the economy, but it affects the psychic of the people. So the way we're viewed, you know what I'm saying? I was just to radio show a minute ago, and talking about like this, even a lady was telling me, she told me, she said her son-in-law is a police in Minneapolis. And she said, you know, she watched him the last few days, throwing a shield, getting suited and booted for what's to happen. And she said, I think her grandson is biracial. And then she said, my son is, nephew is black. But she's breaking down the different dynamics, the reality, how, you know, her, you know, how they're viewed. And it's a politic to it, you know. So, I mean, I think even with George, the footage is a, possesses the potential for political education through and through. You know what I'm saying? Just even, I had a former family. I had a former family member. And I pulled up on her to go check on, make sure she's all right for a situation that she was dealing with. When her guy pulled up, and the way she ran, I said, whoa. Then the guy pulled up. I said, whoa, wait a minute. I said, man, what type of situation be going on for her to move like that? What have I been missing? Even the footage of the police, the way that they, you know what I'm saying, I mean, just the demeanor, and not only George Floyd, but the others, the community in general, no way is it reflective of someone who is coming to get cats out of trees. No way is reflective of an entity that's coming at you with that you should feel comfortable that's coming to save you. It's a history of it that, you know, that itself, that right there, so stop and say, what's going on that these type of, grown men and women, you know what I'm saying? And again, this is no slight on the community, but the heightened consciousness to say, where did this come from? How are these vehicles designed? And I can just take it for granted, like, you know, well, it's a wagon, a police car. No, it's this system. I recall some of some cats one time, they were saying, you know, this is all a myth, you know, about, you know, slavery, you know, never existed. I said, yeah, you know, we was over here all the time. I say, I deal with dialect. We deal with dialectical materialism. The way that these handcuffs are made, the way their history, they ain't no virgins with this here. This ain't their first rodeo. This system ain't getting down. You say, whoa, this been going on for quite some time. So you have to say, wait a minute, even police cars, some of them, the hard plastic in the back. I remember being placed in the back of a wagon. And, you know, and it was up to date wagon, and, you know, and how dark it was, you know, the difference of dark. And one of the setbacks that we have and we will incur with struggle is that we cannot even fathom the dynamics that this system deals with. In Pontiac prison, has a hell of a history also. Pontiac was used to be known as the Thunderdome. In other words, gladiating schools where your knuckles was tested. But Pontiac had, I think it was 1978, 77, Pontiac 17 case where, you know, Larry Hoover, amongst others, you know, were trial for, for the cases. This is going down around the Attica uprisings, you know, San Quentin, Soledad, so on and so forth. But there was a meeting in which wardens from all over the country had convened at Pontiac, and they came out with some decisions to make all of the cells, the prison cells in Pontiac, shorter than the average man. And later they came with this policy that you were going to go on visitation with black knit mask over your face and rubber grill over the mouthpiece. These are slow kill methods, that impact for generations to come. They think about the psychic of your children, you know, who their first contact, or their first sight of their fathers would be this individual who cannot stand up. Again, the cells are redesigned, so after a while, the body adapts. You know, so you inside a cell, you're not standing straight up. You know, so you adapt, so you're going to be running around hunchback. You know what I'm saying? You know, black knit mask with a rubber girl's mouthpiece. So these are different. This has to be like, you know, what's in there? What was, what's in there back of that? Why wouldn't George Floyd, you know what I'm saying, you know, as they say, you know what I'm saying, comply? Why, what, that's the question. What is to this? You know, so you look at what is happening. You know, of course, you may say, okay, well, this may be a situation, a one-time thing that happened, you know what I'm saying? This, but the, for all practical purposes, you know what I'm saying, you know, saying, you know, they did a stress test on, you know, black people just, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, when the police lights come around them, you know what I'm saying, just that, that feeling, you know what I'm saying, of terrorism, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, you're like, man, should I, you know, should I order me a dinner, get with 11 more people and call the Last Supper, you know, because, man, it's going to be like, potentially be a wrap, you know, so then, you know, what's inside the jails, what's going on, you know what I'm saying, these, that, before we even get to, before we even get to the murder of George Floyd, I'm talking about the breaking process, what has been done to us, you know what I'm saying, to, you know what I'm saying, to our people, and what is, you know what I'm saying, what's happening behind those walls? Why did, when United Nations, an arbitrator for United Nations said they open to have these arbitrary prison inspections throughout the country, throughout the world, excuse me, throughout the world, and even Iraq, who was at the, under the tenure of Saddam Hussein at the time, they said, like, okay, we'll go with it. The U.S. in particular, they said, no, okay, call drop. Hit back if you can. Go figure. Hit back if you can. Anyone call us in queue in the meantime between time?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. We have Combat Mensa on the line. Free them all.
Free them all, Chairman.
Well, free them all. How the people?
How the people, Chairman? Well, you know, I was sitting up my girl was just talking about some things, and it was something about some cards, and I thought about something you said about either capitalism dealt the deck and white power was stacked it or something like that. I wanted you to speak to that and also to the situation where, as you know, a lot of people on the news, one of your baby sister got gunned up, she got shot 7 times over there off of, I believe, Central Park and Roosevelt the other day. And I heard somebody get on the news, they get one of these Uncle Toms, one of these handkerchief heads, talking about some we protest when, you know, when the peers get on the people with the terrorism. Why not speak up on it? I'm like, man, you know, Chairman talk about all this here, and we're not there getting down anyway, you know what I'm saying? I said, they probably pay up $5 right there on the spot to say it. So that's my comment, Chairman. Revolutionary level, clinching salute to the movie, for the movie, to the people, just to the struggle, because a lot of things you spoke on way back 15 years ago has come to pass. Pray my revolutionary love, Chairman. Remember my little mama, core, proud of people and comrades.
Right on. Free them all. Right on for the call. Your first question, the first point, I remember the last point. Give me a minute. Okay, so let me do the latter. Yeah, okay. That's been, you know, a position if you say, okay, what about, you know, we have an issue even with the term black-on-black crime. But the deal is, everything is rooted, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, again, the way we deal with each other, the way we don't deal with each other, you know what I'm saying? Nothing comes into the community, our community in particular, whether it be crack cocaine or chitlins or cotton, that is not, you know, the capitalism ain't got its, you know, get its pig hoofs on. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this goes back into the comedy quote that we have. You know, people say, well, why would you have to bring the race? You can't play race card for everything. And our position is that white power. Dealt the deck, and capitalism controls the cards. The question, you know, racism, the chairman phrase is a tool used by capitalism. However, we, you know, so we can, and that's, and well, let me say this too. Now, when we're talking about it, this is a lot of times why you, like, you know, in Minneapolis, the question of race is kind of vague. You know what I'm saying? This is what, you know, and many people have a reactionary assessment of race. You know what I'm saying? You, it's like the case of Rachel Dozell. Dozell was clearly a white woman. And she said, well, I want to take the arrogant position. I'm black, and in certain locations you can run that. You can say, well, my man, this who I am. But the deal is, like you said, well, what do you mean talking black? You know, yes, that's a reality to that. Yes, because the deal is, however you feel as an individual, at the end of the day, what populace of people, you know, saying, constitute the majority of the prison population. You know, so who's it? You know, so, and it's not no vagueness when it comes down to that. In fact, Paul Mooney, I mean, a joke one time, comedian Paul Mooney had said something about, this was when Tiger Woods, the golfer, had said something like, you know, he's not black, and, you know, the term called Blasian, which, you know, acknowledging the different dynamics of, you know, we, you know, saying his lineage. And Paul Moon said, let him catch a robbery, an armed robbery tomorrow. You'll see, which, you know what I'm saying, how the news, the media, you know what I'm saying, how the police, how they view you. This is the day that people say, well, in, you know, in my mind, I'm free or I'm black or white. That sounds good. And some people can afford that luxury to be inside that subjective bubble, you know what I'm saying? And like certainly, you know, the deal is, like, some places, the race question, it's vague. It's not, it's not, it's not, I don't have to talk about that. I don't acknowledge that. But if you don't, this is something that's taken into account at the police station. This is something that's taken into account the phone companies. I remember a young lady worked for Sprint years back. And she said even in her training, they were saying how they take phone calls, the dialect of your zip code, your last name. You know what I'm saying? And even people name their children in regards to, you know, I don't want this to your credit because, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's a black name. You know, you know what I'm saying? We make jokes about it. Oh, yeah, Tyrone. So, no, that's a reality. That's a reality. You know, people pick up on who is that. You know what I'm saying? You're talking white. You know what I'm saying? There's a certain dynamic about articulation to the people say, well, it's not. It's correct English. No, language is political. In fact, we just discussed one of the comrades, Savages, Connors. We're talking about that, even Connors Emmanuel, Tiny House Warriors. We're talking about that was an actual tactic that the colonialists would use, not only of the indigenous and the native community, but also the black community, where the bottom of the tongue, they would cut it. It was the colonialists, white people, would cut the tongue. And this impacted how you spoke. So language. You pick up on, you say, I've been on, you know what I'm saying, people say, man, you hear patrol, you say, oh, I understand what this person is. And these are telltale signs that we use, the people use inside the community. And this is something that we're told not to acknowledge, you know, or you being raped. This is a reality that the ruling class acknowledges, but they tell our people don't acknowledge it. And in many cases, when it's vague, you know what I'm saying, because people have a reactionary response to an assessment of it, but a lot of places, it's reinforced. If you think about it, if you still say, well, I don't really see it, you're reminded by the police department. And if, you know, when they pull you over, don't pull you over. You're reminded by the type of music or the propaganda bombs that are dropped on the radio station. I mean, listen to it. Go listen to WLS. Listen to white, I mean, listen to a white radio station. Try to find the misogyny, the disrespect. Just turn it on. Try for a minute. Look at, go to the stores in the white community. You know what I'm saying? And you go, so put in contrast the ingredients. You know what I'm saying? Even go to the black community and try to read some ingredients and look at how offensive the merchants get it. Look at you for even damn even reading. Go to one of these fried fish stores in Chicago, fried chicken and fish stores, and ask them, do they grill? You know what I'm saying? Or do they grill fish? Go check on Harold's Chicken. You know what I'm saying? The major Chicago staple. When they said they're over downtown in Chicago, when they had to list the ingredients and how much, you know what I'm saying, the type of diet that changed to the food they started to serve there. This is a reality. This is a reality. And you know what I'm saying? And this impacts every dynamic. You know what I'm saying? How there was a meme going around. But they just switched the figures. They switched the faces. George Floyd and Derek Chauvin. It didn't even look right. You know, people's mind couldn't even conceive it. There's no way they didn't even conceive it. Because the outside circumstances would not, it would have been offset. You know what I'm saying? It would have been, because the reality is, opposition is also, and you quote me on this, matter of fact, retweet it and put it on Facebook. They got me banned on Facebook now, but put it on Facebook. The verdict rendered on Derek Chauvin is an aberration, but Derek Chauvin is not an aberration. This is the, you know what I'm saying? This is the modus operandi, the MO on how they operate within the black community. In fact, Minister UEP knew that due to the correlation to that of the, you know what I'm saying, the police being operating as occupying army within our community, similar to that of the, you know what I'm saying, the U.S. soldiers in Vietnam, Philippines, Africa, and throughout the world. So, this is something that we must objectively view and take into account. When we talk about credit, you know, our brother just called in talking about this whole thing about the disclosure of those who applied and received the PPP loans, you know what I'm saying? And you best believe that some of the major players, the major gangsters and banksters, you know what I'm saying, who get the real resources, you know what I'm saying? The question again of race, and it becomes so natural, you don't even see the contradictions in it. I was Queens in England, the funeral. It's, I mean, it's a given. I'm talking, I mean, just look, you see all white people. You know what I'm saying? And this is something that you say, well, damn, it must not be no black people involved, black people there. And this is a result of policies and media. You know, so we've seen the uproar from the royal family in England. The discussion about, you know, saying this other lady, saying the potential of someone with a little bit of black, you know, saying, you know, coming to the royal family. So these are different dynamics that, again, we have to objectively acknowledge, you know, and come up out of this dream world of the future, you know, since the end, where it does not exist. We live in the Rick out of Freedom Radio. Y'all feel free to call in with us. But yeah, feel free to club in with us at 929-477-3785 and press 1. Any callers in queue?
Grandma, Brother Chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Grandma.
Yep. Grandma's comrade. Right on. Just because you don't look at race doesn't mean it's not looked at in the world. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Let's keep our ear to the ground on all these other cases, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And to be very clear, you know what I'm saying? Because this system is so cold with its gaslighting and Machiavellian tactics. You bring in certain individuals, state sanctioned spokespersons, so we call, and often we call it responsible leaders, and say thank you for, you know, this is what is verdict rendered because of them. It's the masses of people on the ground. You know, change comes from the bottom up as opposed to being trickled down from the top down. Change comes from the bottom up as opposed to trickling down from the top down. And that's the reality. That's the reality. That's the reality. That's what we've been saying. That's what we're going to keep on saying. That's what we're going to keep on acknowledging. We're going to talk. Y'all feel free to call in the club in. You want your comments, what your thoughts in. You'll see the upcoming Oscars. You know, see what your thoughts and comments. The verdict rendered is, you know what I'm saying? Almost at Simi Valley. Simi Valley is with LAPD and with the court in regards to the Rodney King case. You know what I'm saying? The case, we talking about the Derek Chauvin case. Excuse me. Really yesterday, we're talking about, you know, saying ongoing cases. You know, Richard, you know, saying ongoing cases. You know, saying now Dante Wright. You know what I'm saying? Ronnie Man Johnson, your cousin, sits down the street. You know what I'm saying? Also, Coach Vincent Lucci released the recent release of Jerry Odinga Dunnigan. Yes, indeed. Those who have not seen the episode on 85 South, we did with the cast down in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? We're talking to tune in. And that's good. Cousin, how you feel, family? Right on. Y'all feel free. Your thoughts, what you got going on? Feel free to call in the club in. Also, we will be doing a club and community caravan this Father's Day down to Chairman Fred's tombstone. That's right. We're going to check on the chairman because chairman came to check up on us, y'all. It's going down this Father's Day. So, y'all, make sure y'all check in with us. We're talking about a bus ride now. We rolling deep. We rolling deep, y'all. We live, y'all. I need y'all to put it out there. I'm going to get an official statement out there, too, that I am not on Facebook. I've been continuously misquoted as being on Facebook. I am not there. Shut my pages down. Chairman Fred Hampton, the real Chairman Fred Jr. and the Fred Hampton page have been shut down. How many cops have to be found guilty for these cops let up of our people? I think it's the modus operandi. Again, as we say, this is operation. Just even to the guilty. He was Derek Chauvin. Like, you know, hold on, man, maybe it's a mistake. I got on the other side doing it with his handcuffs on my, you know, on their wrist. This system is, I mean, rooted in, to the point that, you know, it's like many. You know, if we look at the world, like, you know, sun is in daytime, moon is in night, dogs chase cats, cats chase mice, and white folks in control. And so, like I said, there's rumor he's going to be on suicide watch after the verdict was rendered. So, but the deal is there has to be, you know, continuation, because you better believe this system is, you know what I'm saying, it's plotting and planning, you know what I'm saying, the repercussions are coming down. We don't even know about, you know, believing a lot of so many people, black people in particular, since this verdict came, and they're telling them, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, what's happening, you know, hold on a second. Hey, call back. I'm on the radio show doing live. I'm going to hit back later. So this is where we at. You know, so we live and direct, making history, taking history. That's what it is. So this is how they get out. This is how this operates. So we have to be able to, as was France Fanon, Algerian theoretician France Fanon said, to be able to accept their concessions without compromising our principles, and as well as making sure we get credit. It comes from what? The people. Yeah. I mean, it comes from the people. Y'all, for, yeah. Y'all feel free to call in, club in with us. I've been out on the land for a minute. The mosquitoes told me up. Really. So, comrade, we live and direct. Yes, indeed.
Grandma, we have callers.
Grandma, Brother Chairman, Fred Happen Jr., this is Gabriel Process.
Grandma, welcome to Grandma Radio. Right on.
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to touch bases on, you know what I'm saying, that pig case yesterday about how, you know what I'm saying, just the hypocrisy of this legal system, how we as a black race just have to sit through the bullshit and the malarkey of this legal system. Everybody in the world knows
mm-hmm.
that pig killed that man on front of camera, and they try to get you and the world not to believe with your eyes, see? And then I can't help but think that the murder of Makia Bryant may her family be prayed for and get strength to go through what they're going through, because, you know, we can't imagine what they're dealing with right now. You know, but I can't help but to think that murder was intentional. Say that one more time. No, I said I can't help but think that that killing yesterday by Makia Bryant was intentional, because those pigs lost one of their own to their own legal system. They so used to that blue line not being crossed. They so used to getting away with killing unknown black.
Give us the details of the case you're speaking on, brother.
So, Makia Bryant in Columbus, Ohio.
You're right. Give us her name again, brother. Her name again, please.
Makia Bryant.
Makia Bryant. For those who are not familiar, this is the case we were talking about earlier. I was just getting brought up to speed literally when I was coming into the station. This is in Columbus, Ohio. Was it four times she was shot? Four times
she was shot, brother. Four times she was shot.
Yes.
And you can see evidence how quick this kid got out that car, quick he pulled out his gun intentionally to try to kill this girl. It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts around this. You know, I'm just getting sick and tired of these pigs just feeling like they just got the law in their hand and they can kill any black person they see. And like I said, you know, it's a new breed of revolutionaries coming up out here, man, that's not going to back down from them pigs, yo, because we're getting tired of it, bro. I'm getting tired. Like, I'm a black man myself. I feel threatened every time I see the pigs ride by, and I ain't even doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because that might be my last day, bro. They could just see me and think that I'm aggressive. Think that I'm threatening just because I might have tattoos or I might be big and I'm black, and they want to try to harass me and be aggressive with me. And just getting tired of it. Like I said, this new breed of revolutionaries, man, we're not going to back down from the pigs, yo. And it's sickening. You know, it's sickening, man.
I
want to
add this too, you know, just for the narrative, let us be clear. This is no report the resistance or those who are standing up now. That's known that those in the past, so we want to definitely, you know, give honor. I mean, cause a lot of times people say, well, man, people have been going for this a while. Mother has been fighting back, you know what I'm saying? And it's so, I mean, we need to, you know, even if we know there's so many cases of resistance, it's not, you know, this narrative they give us about the content slave, and, you know, saying we know that we're going to one day we're going to start fighting back. No, motherfuckers been getting, you know what I'm saying? We're not satisfied, you know. It's not to the point of, you know, I just want to put that in the narrative to make sure we state that, you know?
Yeah, I feel you, Brother Chad, before Happy Julia, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, this, like we said, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything we doing, you know, we can't get a break, yo. It seems like we losing another black life in this country from the pigs every other day and every other week consistently. And we still got pigs out here that's not even had a court case, never went to jail, ain't did nothing but to kill black lives, still at home with their wives, chilling, fishing, and having the good old time. Johnny Appleseed, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and it's just
you just brought back something too. At minimum, I mean, yeah, okay, these you know, Sherman and the rest of the serial murders, at minimum, with him walking, being handcuffed, I mean, being handcuffed, every case that he has been in, that him, let alone the Minneapolis Police Department, because I will say this, though, one thing he said, you know, they fought against, he said that his defense His lawyers, his attorney was stating that this is how he has been trained. And he's on par with that. You know what I'm saying? The deposition was dismissed with this adoration. You know, they say a few bad apples, but this is how they've been trained. And but every case that he has been involved in, I mean, every year they say he's been on the job. I mean, they should be at minimum being brought back up in the courtroom while he's being cuffed, walking out. You know, let's all a review. Retroactive, everything down from the traffic. He immediately called back to, man, hold on. Wilson, you ain't, how comfortable you move to, and I think it was two or three cases. They was brought up.
Yeah.
Don't call in on this. I can't click over y'all on the radio station. I can't, hold on. Oh, damn.
Well, shoot, I ain't gonna hold you up.
Pardon, Chairman's call dropped. I'll bring him back in when he comes back on.
It's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you got to keep your sense of humor. You got to be able to smile through all this bullshit.
Live and direct, Brother Jim.
Come on. Right on. Back with y'all. Black with y'all. Yeah, drop. I was commenting about this case of Derek Chauvin at minimum. I mean, you come through. I mean, you in, you know what I'm saying? Let's do that. Every case that he is individual, as well as this organized crime unit. I'm talking about, I mean, really across the board, you know. I mean, because let the tables be turned. Let's go hypothetically speaking. Let's go to a hypothetical organization. You know what I'm saying? The Crowns. You know what I'm saying? With the fictional organization that was, you know what I'm saying, that was put forth. Let me just say another group anyway. You know what I'm saying? Any group. You know what I'm saying? In the black community. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the coffee group. You know, let's go with that. I mean, this individual does something. Wait a minute. The coffee crew. That's the coffee. He down there, but how you indicting? How you going way back to the, you know what I'm saying, the coffee beans and his, you know, everyone, the whole, you know what I'm saying, the whole crew, you know what I'm saying, and this whole, I mean, they're the chief of police, the lieutenant, everyone, you know what I'm saying, I don't know where this come from. Derek Chauvin get this, you know, this idea, you know what I'm saying, to be this, you know what I'm saying, this, feel this comfortable, you know what I'm saying, with his knee on the neck in broad daylight of the, of a black man, a grown individual in public. And you know, shout out to the sister, I can't recall the sister's name, with the videotaped it. But the reinforcement, everything, the climate from this, you know what I'm saying, this is not stick out. You know, imagine Derek Chauvin, you coming through, you see Derek Chauvin with his knee on a poodle, let's call it a white poodle, a poodle, you know, with his knee on the neck of a dog, and how that would have stuck out. I mean, other police alone, man, what is wrong with you, man? In fact, I was just on these white radio stations today, and they were in the same breath talking about the verdict, were talking about this whole thing about the puppy mill case, a new legislation that came past yesterday about how dogs are to be breeded. You know what I'm saying? This is Chicago. You know what I'm saying? This is a big thing. And I'm like, you don't hear this type of response about what's going on in the Department of Children and Family Services. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with these children? You know what I'm saying? Up in these foster care homes. But they were like calling into them, man, it's a certain way. A certain amount of puppies can be bred. You just can't be out, you know, just breeding these, you know what I'm saying, having these puppies in this, you know, these type of climate conditions and they breeding. You know, even with the weather, you know what I'm saying? It's a certain position. That people say, you just can't have these dogs in a certain climate, you know, when it's cold outside. You know? So, hold on one second. My brother, hey, give me back. I'm on the radio show right now, live right now. I'm on the radio show. Yeah, give me back.
Call me back, fam. Call me back.
All up. You know, there's a certain, there's politics to race. There's a politics to, you know, there's a politics to the gun. You know, there's a politics to, you know, to a pit bull. There's a politics to how black people are dealt with, how we view, you know what I'm saying? We got to acknowledge that. We're live and direct, y'all, here at Fremont Radio, International Radio. Feel free to call in. Better yet, feel free to call in with us at 929-477-3785. Press 1 to be heard. Any calls in queue, Mr. Conrad?
Fremont, for the chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Fremont.
Speaking of puppies, Conrad got to get our hands full over there. You know what I'm saying? Wild, and you know what I'm saying? And over there, reproducing. You know, we hearing about this all over. The lineage of the Hampton House hounds is, you know what I'm saying, it's reproducing. They over there now. I guess they took it literally, you know what I'm saying? They going to multiply. So, you know, we got our hands full around now. Yes, indeed. The Wild's no Wild. And you're making a mistake going to start with that naming them. And it'll be up there hard to get rid of them in a minute. Start naming them. People come to the house and visit. You say, hold on, man. You visiting or you staying here with what it is? You know? Y'all feel free to come on in with us, y'all. Also, shout out to my man. You know what I'm saying? I got to do a tribute to this again. DMX, you know. Woo. And again, hell of a hit. You know, he's just showing, man, just some tribute videos of his brother, man. Phenomenal. DMX, man. And, I still, you know, relate to the fact that, you know what I'm saying, he was took out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you see how you want to say the powers that be, the system, they don't have a, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you go back and listen to the stuff he was, you know, just to uncompromised. That's a crime in itself. And this, you know, saying this, from our community, just the backbone. You can be in the music industry or any other industry. The work at McDonald's. Shit, man. Walk up in there the backbone if you want to. Get found up in some hard grease somewhere. And this is the reality. The breaking process lasts long when you get in the ears of the masses of people relating to it. You're up front, man. Yes, indeed. And, you know, had a hell of a lot of love for the people, and the people had a hell of a lot, a hell of a lot of love for DMX. That's not bad. Yes, indeed. We live and direct it, y'all. Making history, taking history, and taping history. Y'all feel free. My beauty is unique right on. Ash Brown Days, that's what it is. Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? Segretto. As Combs, when I come back to New York, I know it's been a minute. I was telling the brothers yesterday at Robert Money's birthday party. He said, man, we got to get you up there, man. You know, get back that way. No doubt. My mate Jackson, so many others. We just talking about, Long Hill Political Prison, Mumia Abu-Jamal just had surgery, I believe it was heart surgery, day before yesterday. He was handcuffed to the gurney, the whole lick. And they've been giving real concerns with Cole Red. Mumia has a birthday coming up April 24th. And we want y'all, maybe y'all, those who can, make your way to Philadelphia, y'all. Make your way to Philadelphia April 24th. We're going to try to show up. We're going to try to be on deck there, you know what I'm saying? We're going to try to be on deck. Y'all feel safe for Mumia Abu-Jamal, Long Hill Political Prison. Your thoughts on that? You know what I'm saying? The fact that we fight for the day that he has to celebrate no birthdays in those concentration camps. Your thoughts about this upcoming Oscars? You know what I'm saying? The history, the records they're breaking, you know what I'm saying? The production, the cast, all that, you know, type of discussions happening, like even how the movie Judas and the Black Messiah has upped the ante, you know, on other movies that they come with, you know? You know, so it's a sense of status. Like, you can't be in a relationship. Like, ooh, Annie been up. You know what I'm saying? Met this sister here, and sister said, oh, this guy, she still say, there was this one guy, so Annie been up. You know what I'm saying? You go grab a certain meal, you know what I'm saying? You come back and say, oh, man, no, Not right now. Danny been up. The movie is up to Annie. It's up to Annie. You know, you ain't no just, you know, Billie Holiday just started getting hot. No, hold on. No. You ain't, no, you missing some missing this stuff in this storyline here. Ain't no just, you know, Dagwood and Blondie going 9 to 5, and it was no good time. Hold on. Ain't no just no the Tyler Perry or whatever. We live in some bubble, black men and women relation. No. Some missing here, okay? It's some good. You're talking about the red line from real estate companies, the shit, the police, you know, putting tickets on the cars, something with the black experience, or this black love experience. No, tell me about the music they play on the radio station. Something, you know what I'm saying, you know, how white people, you know, saying, get these different, you know, saying, they're politicians and all. You know what this experience, something got to be included in this movie. Oh, Billie Holiday, you said she didn't perform this, and she came late. No, tell me about this. They call them tickets that they had to use to perform, and, you know what I'm saying, with conditions, you know what I'm saying, growing up and all that, you know what I'm saying, you know, this dope just got up out of the poppy leaves and, you know what I'm saying, in Vietnam, and just walked his way over here and found his way in the arms, and, you know what I'm saying, black people, let's just somewhere else now. Annie is being upped. Oh, the Black Panther Party, you know, just faded away. No, bullshit, uh-uh. This one bad person. No, you give me a little more. I just can't see this happening. I just can't see this organization just dissolving, just fading away. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was a bad weather day. You know what I'm saying? The people's political maturity is, you know what I'm saying, has been upped. You know what I'm saying? Once that discussion happened, the trickle down impact. You know why? You know why? Well, you know, something got to be to this a little more deeper than that. It can't be that base. Why? What do you mean by that? You're paranoid. No. The fact that I never heard, a lot of people never heard about this. The fact that a lot of people never talked about this. It has to be something to it. It's like your relationship. You're like, man, what you trying to holler at her? Or hey, what you trying to do? Something got to be going on here. You know, it got to be something to this entire community, our people that, you know what I'm saying, why we get pulled over all the time? Why we ain't being targeted? Why they put together these different type of drugs to flood our communities with? Why in prison the war and just make up rules and no more than 2 people walk to a crowd? You know what I'm saying? What's to this? And if you're going to talk about it, no, I just can't get white person to come be our spokesperson all the time. I think we can speak for ourselves. I don't know. We may not articulate it. You know, so we don't speak in the Queen's English, but you know, I don't ever see you calling us to speak, you know, and lay out your stories. You know what I'm saying? I've been checking y'all out. I see some issues y'all have in y'all families and stuff, you know. Prince William, you know, Queen England, you know, that fairy tale, you know, the horses coming out, and, you know what I'm saying, looking all nice and all that, the carriage. That shit sound pretty good, you know, for quite some time. But now I'm off and trying to figure out, you know, I'm making a connection. Like, hey, well, you know, the place that your country has been involved in, and, you know what I'm saying, they got some mental situations, and, you know what I'm saying, stop drawing some correlations. We're going to talk about this here. You know, the more deep, I think, Diana, you know what I'm saying, the car accident there, you know what I'm saying. Let's talk about this here. We got this veil of protection for the peas, everything that you wouldn't even question, you wouldn't even think about, you know what I'm saying, Derek Chauvin, you wouldn't even think about this, you know what I'm saying, the peas, kids, regardless, automatically go on attack on the victim. Like, yeah, you know what, you know, before he was on drugs, but wait a minute, hold on, man. Hold on. You know, are you going to bring a specialist in? And I got, you know what I'm saying, I ain't no health specialist, but, you know, just shit, just basic common sense and logic. Get your knee on the motherfucking neck. You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, don't take no sides to figure this out, what's going down. You know what I'm saying? And that, you know, and generations of people tell you, don't question that. You know, you just go along with it. You know what I'm saying? But no, there are certain stages in the game, but the gig is the gig. Now, the gig may not be all the way up, but it's in crisis. It's in crisis. And it offsets the ecosystem. You know, and the pigs start looking like, whoa, wait a minute, what's happening? They say, Derek Chauvin, they say, talking about even like suicide now. You know, man, shit. he probably came up with that in the hallway with the handcuffs. The pigs handcuffed him like, man, all right, you know, you take him up now. You know, we outside from the cameras, you know what I'm saying? And they like, man, dude, this shit's hot. Shit. And, you know, I was waiting on Derek Chauvin to do one of them, do that line of what's his Snipes character to be in New Jack City. That's what I wanted him to do inside the courtroom. Joe said, hold on, this is some bullshit. He's bigger than him, you know? That's what I thought Derek Show was going to do. Jump right up and said, man, hold on, y'all. Shit, let me, you need Derek Show, we need to do, shit, do what's the dude named L.A., the man that wrote the manifesto. When the white lady, the other pig, and when it, he kind of got confused, you know. So he be on the animal farm as a motherfucker. Get the uniforms on, you talking, or you out there, you know, saying you kicking him off the ass back for that. It kind of get confusing, you know. So you go along, so you start moving, and you know, so you get confused. So they brought him on charges or something. So, man, I've got his name. He laid it down. He went through a thing. Christopher Donner. He said, man, hold on. Let me show you how this shit been going. This shit, motherfucker. You know, man, he said, man, Pig came up to some pigs. He said, man, it's a slaughterhouse. Some of this motherfucker. Man, shit, it's been going down. This motherfucker, who created them all? That's why William Derek Chauvin to jump up, walk over there, stand, do what's his nice holding. It's bigger than him. Just break down the training, the shit. Who created him? The shit. I mean, you think this something? Man, don't be. Say, I'm shit. Man, we've been breaking knees on necks, man, all through the script. Put us in backs and say, this the M.O. There's a not peer pressure. Talking about the pig pressure. How you look funny. You come in like you ain't a pig come up and you ain't up put your knee on a nigga neck. Man, you call yourself a police? Man, lay all that out. Man, Derek showed you mean. Man, all that. Shit, the M.O. You was produced. Shit. Produced, I remember. It was Stateville. Remus the comrade.
My apologies, sir. We have comrade Roz on the line.
Well, welcome for him already, Joe.
Free them all, Chair. Chair, you
free them all.
Finish telling that story. That's why I give a quick little update. Free them all.
Free them all. Say it again.
I said free them all. They want to interrupt the story. You can finish the
war story. Go ahead. I'm picking it up.
Real quickly, there was a case that we've been working on, a campaign. The brother named Tyrell Wilson, who was murdered right here by Andrew Hall in Danville, Contra Costa County, Northern California, you know what I mean, suburb of the East Bay. And just today, about an hour ago, they just released the body cam footage of his execution, you know what I'm saying? And it's blatant murder, as we suspected, you know what I'm saying? And the word is that the DA is going to press charges on the killer cop, not for this case, before another murder that he did 3 years prior, Latimer Abudela, also in Danville, California. And all of this is happening, to your point earlier, this is not happening just because of some teach-ins or some vote-ins and stuff like that. The only reason why the DA is responding and even the Contra Costa County Sheriff's is releasing this stuff is because of the pressure that's being put on them with direct action, you know what I'm saying, with organizing on the ground, a grassroots level, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to affirm that message that you were saying, and, you know, just say justice for Tyrell Wilson, justice for them all. There's a petition going on. They can check it out on my social media pages, as well as definitely, if you are for it, check out that footage, because it is definitely another case of a brutal police terrorism, as the Black Panther Party Cubs have properly assessed it. It is terrorism. Yes, sir. So I just want to give that quick update.
Right on, free him on the Tyrell Wilson. Where is it said again?
Tyrell Wilson, and this is in Danville, California.
And the pig name is Andrew Hall. Andrew Hall is the pig.
Oh, Captain, a lot of these
he's pigs, murdered.
The names because it's a prison, Danville, also. In fact, that's what this is Jerry O'Neill.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, like, political significance of these different names and stuff. Man, wow. Yeah,
man,
real talk. No doubt about it. Let's see the
yes,
time.
Sir. Just want to get that quick update.
Right on. Free them all.
Right
let's
on.
Form them all.
Free them all.
Also, let's keep all this in context that, you know, again, man, this ain't, I mean, you know, an individual has a case in the community. They, hold on, man, this ain't the first time, man. You know what I'm saying? They go back to, you know, go back to some background check. Every case these people been involved in, I mean, recall at minimum. In fact, it was a case in Chicago, Cook County. I forgot his name. Police, he's locked up in that affair joint. Got his name. I can't recall his name. All his cases had to be brought back up. I was mentioning also about Stabia. The psych, and we had we got called for a visit. It was known the type of tactics they would do, you know what I'm saying, especially with us up in the boondocks. We'd be like, you know what I'm saying, up in, you know, 979 got this place where you would get your mail for days, and you know, a lot of guards didn't want to work there, you know, because it was real nasty. You know, we never received any, you know, bleaching pass or none of that. You know what I'm saying? It was a different dynamic, and they would bring the ideal prisoners past us. You know. So this is the ideal prisoners. You know how they live, but they would call you for a visit, and. Other prisoners would have to pick up, you know, get the bang on the door, flood in the gallery, and we would do it for you because you would have to do it because you would get, you know, you'd get sweaty, so you know what I'm saying. So, you would get sweaty, you know what I'm saying. So one time they had called for business, so especially with me, I didn't be extra, you know what I'm saying. So I'm like, okay, I hope we get it 4 or 5 hours so everybody get the banging. So the guard, she had came, she said, you ready for your visit? I said, whoa, wait a minute. I said, what you mean? She said, call you for a visit. I said, man. I said, oh, okay, my fault. You on the news. You just start working here about a week ago. I said, I got you. Oh, no. What do you mean by that? You know, I'm a good person. I said, okay, I said, time will tell. Shortly thereafter, she told Bobby in the building, love you right back, man, real talk. They had a policy that said, if you have all your stuff inside this box, you couldn't go out and eat. They gave us these boxes. So they had tried them all, they beat them all up, paused at the prison. So the guards were like, man, I'm not even going to work over here in this unit. You know, all that. God, there's going to be some problems, you know what I'm saying? So it was all over there, man. What's going to happen? They bring up to E House, used to be known as B West. Everybody in State, you know that. That was a legendary place right there, B West. They become E House. You know, it was, man, it was going down over there. So they're like, man, they're going to bring the boxes over there. So, man, they came to, they told me they're going to run us to, they're going to go to lunch. They came through, say, anybody who has something in the box can't go out. They came through, and the guard, she came through, she did not let this brother out to go eat. And I said, the same guard. I said, yep, there you go. You acclimate into the situation. And she put her head down. It's not a question, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if she was a Virgo or a Scorpio or Taurus, whatever she was. The deal was the pig was starting to become acclimated, you know what I'm saying, the process. So, again, it's the norm, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we, you know what I'm saying? That's, you have to put this, again, in political context. My phone might die in a minute. Get low on the battery, you know what I'm saying? I'll keep y'all posted. Y'all, to y'all, any callers in queue, sister comrade?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Free them all. Man, we're going to close out in a minute, you know what I'm saying? But it's been so many updates, y'all. Let's keep updating on these upcoming, on the sentencing date of Derek Chauvin. Let's keep our heads up, and also our ears open, our condition. In regards to the other three pieces, we got to come up with the other cases. And also, all these cases, I know it's a lot to do. People say, man, damn, Chairman, tired of, you know what I'm saying? Man, I know. I relate when I'm 80. People's pain reflects. Yes, we are. That's the whole thing about teamwork. You know what I'm saying? We sometimes get a shot of water. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We have each other's back. Real talk. It is. It's time. It's, you know, it's degrading. It's embarrassing. What is my vision? What is my vision for the Black Panther future? Man, we fight for self-determination, the right to determine the destiny of our communities, you know. In the meantime, between time, we gonna relate to the fact that there's a certain amount of freedom in fighting back, you know. This struggle brings, you know what I'm saying, it brings up the beauty as well as the ugliness, you know what I'm saying. And if nothing else, is Brother Arheem, some of the others, they crack on me and say, Chairman, they clear now. We real big about that. Let's get clear. If nothing else, gonna get some clarity around here. You know what I'm saying? We not on this plantation. I mean, I was locked up in Elkhorn County this way. I know y'all. Hey, you go again, one of these old prison stories. Prisons are microcosm outside communities. So when we say these stories, these war stories, it's really reflective of what goes on in our community at large. You know what I'm saying? So I'm giving an analysis. So people say, damn, I can relate to that. It was his brother. He was in the joint. He was locked up. He had his prison shirt buttoned up real, you know, nice creased up. He would walk with his little briefcase, you know, and his head was up, you know. It was not proud, but it was a class position, you know, more that great coupon sort of position, you know. So he looked down the rest of the French mustard eating individuals with arrogance. I see, man, this dude can't be in the same prison that we in. I said, what you mean, Chairman? I said, look at him, man, look at him. So I bump into him one time, you know, he say, yes, brother, I know you go through a lot of situations. You have to look at this different. I said, well, do tell. Explain to me, you know, why you know what I'm saying, where you be at? I said, man, everything, they're going to take you for a drug drop. He said, what you mean? I said, you high? You know what I'm saying? You may have all this stuff going on, you be all it. He said, no, you got to look at this as a college. I said, what? He said, yeah. I said, big that. I said, man, I don't get that. I said, man, I never thought about it. I don't, you can't change your courses when you want to change your courses, man. I said, you know what I'm saying, the beat downs and the tear gas and shooting at us, you know. So one day I said, man, this dude is getting out at nighttime. They're taking him out somewhere. You know what I'm saying? He can't be that gone. I said, I don't care how class arrogant it is. So I took a channel. That's what I'm going to follow this dude. I watched us. We go to the unit. I said, so I'm going to follow. So I dip over there, follow him to the unit. I get there, I say, man, I said, your toilet busted like my toilet busted. I said, you got 2-3 packs of ramen noodles like myself, like I got. I said, man, you in a cage too. I said, this class position. Same. I said, man, how he viewed it. I said, wow. And you know what I'm saying? And I tell people think, you know what I'm saying, your class, if a person has money or not, no, you impacted, you know what I'm saying? You could be in the same jungle. You're in the same jungle. You say, man, why, you know, look at them chimpanzees and look at why they, you know what I'm saying, them motherfuckers should be able to, the silverbacks, where they get out, you know what I'm saying? It's a different dynamic. And we get the knowledge that, y'all, real talk. We get the knowledge of those contradictions, you know what I'm saying? Move accordingly, real talk. Right on, we honor it. Y'all feel free, you know what I'm saying, stay clubbed in with us, y'all. Another episode of Freedom All Radio here at Intellectual Radio. In the spirit of making history, taking history, taping history. Before we close out, y'all, yeah, man, hey, long live the DMX, y'all, long live the DMX. And again, your thoughts on this upcoming the Oscars and other dynamics about the groundbreaking moves, the Jews and Black Messiah, as you know, is made, and the type of conversations, you know, saying is happening. Respond to that. Feel free. Before we go, no, make sure we check one more check for any callers. Other than that. Just got back in from the land. I was out of range. I missed y'all. No communication for a minute, but we did a lot of communicating. A lot of communicating. Y'all feel free, y'all, to club in with us. That's what it is. Yes, indeed. Real talk. Let's go with this, King Ebola. Definitely, you know, revolutionary suicide. Minister UEP Newton. Let's go with Asada by Asada Shakur. Let's go with Asada there, brother, by George, Video Monster George Jackson. Let's go with, what was I just reading other stuff recently? Something else I was just reading. Man, I didn't get to finish. I had a couple of pieces I put down. Also, the 19-year-old. Check, you know what I'm saying? I mean, even look at some the comments on that 85 South piece is on YouTube. The people, their comments, their summation was really something. You know, I was cracking, man. Chairman, be talking too fast. I said, all right, if I'm talking too fast, oh, y'all listen too slow now. What it is. Real talk. Autobiography of Malcolm X? Yeah. Oh, they definitely recommend that. Yes. Right on. There you go. Show you right. Wretched Earth, France Fanon, no doubt. Yes, indeed. Is it my beauty? Ah, you see, a little bit of both. That's what. Well, you know, I'm trying to get as much as I, you know, I get it out because I don't know how, man, sometimes I think I'm riding on fumes. I don't know how long, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be around trying to get it in as much as we can. Right on. Okay. America Prisoner? Okay, I went up to that. Okay, I'm going to check it out. Yes, Paul Robeson. Right. Yeah, good. Yes, definitely. Yeah, right on. Good point. I appreciate this. Right on, sis. Right on. I appreciate this. I made note of all those books that was recommended. No doubt about it. In the spirit of steel sharpening the steel, and men and women sharpening the men and women. Y'all check out these recommended books we just put up. Real talk, y'all. That's what it is. Beautiful. Right on. That's what it is. In the meantime, in between time, and after that, keep your heads up, your eyes open, your fists clenched, with the call, free them all. When we come back in with y'all. That's a book. Well, that was a video, an untold history about Oliver Stone. Wasn't that a documentary? That's an actual book? Okay, I know. I think it was something, America's History or something. They had a piece on that about a few months back. I remember they had on there. Yeah. I'm going to go so far as to say this, too. I recommend people check out, you know, so much as they, we put a lot of Panther Cub political pills in the applesauce on the movie Jesus and Black Messiah, real talk. Okay, so you're right. Right on. Good for, I'm going to start checking this stuff a lot more than I've been, you know what I'm saying, the Instagram, especially to shut my Facebook down. So we're working on that, on getting that back up. I'll keep y'all posted. But, yeah, definitely, I'll check the inbox. I will. I'm working on the ASAP. It's an honor. It's an honor. So, Conrad, what you got to take us out? Give us some DMX if we can to pull up to take us out with.
Already, brother. Yeah. Specifically,
yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed, sir.
Real mall. Indeed. Real mall. Long live.
I know that my Savior lives, and at the end, he will stand on this earth. My flesh may be destroyed, yet from this body, I will see God. Yes, I will see him for myself, and I long for that moment. Grandma, I really miss you, and it ain't been the same. I drop a tear when I hear your name. Mary Ella Holloway. Why you gotta be so far away? Used to say, don't worry, it's gonna be okay. But it ain't, it's like when you left, you took the Lord with you. Why couldn't I come when he came to get you? Damn, I really miss you. I had to say it again. I remember the time when I was like 10. Crept up in the neighbor's yard, yeah, being hard-headed. You told me I would get it, you said it. And boy, did I get it, but after you spanked me, you hugged me. Kissed me on my forehead, told me that you loved me. And I saw that it hurt you more than it hurt me. I thought, how bad could this hurt be? I know now, that's why it's only done out of love. What I wouldn't give for one more hug from Grandma.
Baby, it's gonna be okay.
Oh, yes,
she used to tell me that.
Members just gon' hate me, but I'ma let you know what's been going on lately. Now you know since you left, a lot of things with your kids done changed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jackie's still crazy, don't know what's up with James. Ain't seen Jerry in a while, you know he walk like you. And Renee's back in jail, you know she talk like you. Ricula's doing real good now, she working. Rhonda's still running around, tricking, jerking. Buckeye's bugging, he done lost his mind. And Jarvis, back out of jail, doing fine. Collie, he done changed, it ain't all about stuff. So my father, well, that's something else. But that's my dog, the oldest grandmother down. My great-grandmother, making a lot of trips out of town. But that's a good thing. And if I could only hear you sing once more, oh Lord, the comfort it would bring. Mother, 11 kids, 11 grandkids, and since then, two of your grandkids done had kids. I had a boy named Tacoma, Xavier's brother. That's right, Xavier made you a great grandmother. I thank you for the best times of my life. I thank you for when you first met her, accepting and loving my wife. I thank you for those Sunday dinners, they were vital. I thank you for my life. I thank you for the Bible. I thank you for the songs that you sang in the morning.
Amazing grace.
While I'm yawning, I thank you for the two beatings you gave me. Cause I know somewhere along the line, the lesson I learned from the two beatings saved me. And when you died, I cried like a baby. I begged the Lord to take me, cause no one else could give me what you gave me. But life, like everything, comes to an end. I pray I go to heaven to see you again. Amen.
It will be.
I feel the ghost.
force from within, coming back to haunt me. Stay loving my people, even though they don't want me. When I was bad, I was forgotten, like I was dead and rotten. Should've been getting love, but instead was plotting. Shit wasn't right, and it was all blamed on me. Didn't know that I was special till this rap shit came to be. Gave me a way out, showed me it was better to teach than bust niggas with the 4-4, leave them dead in the street. Over beef that was worth less than the cost of the slugs that I bought to kill them. And that's because I thought I ought to kill them. Little did I know, death wasn't right. Didn't always show, every breath was a light. It was to be captured in suspended animation. To be felt by all, understood by every nation. What's the sense of hating when I can show love? What's the sense of faking when I can show blood?
Focus on hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality. There's so much pain. There's so much pain. There's so much pain. There's so much pain.